In the lunchtime edition, a shot fired as a police officer tries to apprehend a suspect in the city. The National Council on Substance Abuse alarm about rising drug use among children as young as 7 years old. The Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners concerned about the increase in heart disease among relatively young people in this country. Negotiators from Israel and Hamas make a final push to seal a Gaza ceasefire deal. South Korea's president arrested. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. A police officer has fired a shot while trying to apprehend a suspect in the area of Suttle Street in Bridgetown this morning. No one appears to have been injured, contrary to reports making the rounds on social media. A street vendor told Starcom Network News about what he witnessed and shared his concern about the incident overall.
Yeah, the police came down here struggling. That's as much as I could see. And it went further and they actually finally get the big man off free. The big man ran behind him, pull the firearm and shoot off a shot. I don't know if he shoot at the man or he shoot it in the air. But to my knowledge, right? And to my understanding, I think that's wrong. Could have shoot somebody else. The bullet can't got no guidance, you know. It go where you put it.
A subtle street vendor, community activist Namumba Batson, who operates a shop nearby, heard the shot. He has some advice for young men who are running afoul of the law.
Say, I just did a thing telling the youths to go cool down, Bridget. You understand what he's saying? Because these people are not playing. You understand what he's saying? The public is scared, the public frightened, and that is going to give the police the authority to do what they want with them. Right? I don't really know what happened here. You know, I wasn't out there. The youths in Barbados need to cool themselves out, man. Yeah, because it's getting serious.
Community activist Lumumba Batson. The National Council on Substance Abuse is worried about the increase in use of narcotics by very young people. Deputy manager of the NCSA, Troy Wickham, tells Starcom Network News, children as young as 7 years old are experimenting with substances, including a drug commonly known as mollies. Parents and guardians to show greater responsibility, as he notes that children are obtaining these drugs at home. His comments came this morning during the NCSA's open day as part of Drug Awareness Month activities.
Maybe move around in various communities that very young persons are what they call popping pills, using aka mollies. I can say that our primary school survey has indicated to us that persons young as 7 has admitted to using some substance in their life, and that can lead to problematic drug use in the future. The sense say the earlier person use or exposed to substances, it can lead to lifelong challenges for those persons. Both young boys and young girls admitted, and it was an eye-opener for us because they indicated that most of their access to these substances is at home. They get drugs from home, from their parents, and some instances from their siblings, from their aunts, uncles, and some instances their friends. So I would again try to encourage adults to be mindful of what they're doing in front of their children.
He says Barbados is also witnessing a worrying trend in drug use, with a growing number of people seeking treatment for dangerous narcotics such as ecstasy, meth, fentanyl, and other synthetic drugs.
Barbados Drug Information Network, Barden Report, have shown a steady shift of persons presenting themselves to treatment facilities for what we call non-traditional substances. Substances such as methamphetamine, ecstasy, substances such as fentanyl, and those substances that which are not traditional to the local market. Though the traditional substances are still the main drugs of choice, which are marijuana, tobacco, and alcohol, and crack cocaine. Though we are seeing persons know these new drugs entering the scene, they are very dangerous. As a result, we have been proactive, disseminated 2 alerts, one which spoke to the discovery of ecstasy and methamphetamine on island, and one of it spoke to the discovery of synthetic cannabinoids. All these substances are highly dangerous. They are a threat to public health.
The deputy manager of the National Council on Substance Abuse, Troy Wickham, in the lunchtime edition. Grief counselors have been called in at the Darrell Jordan Secondary School in St. Lucie, and classes have been suspended for the day as staff reflect on the passing of 43-year-old teacher Tara Blackman, who died after her car crashed into a pole at Spicetown, St. Peter yesterday. It's speculated that she may have suffered a medical episode prior to the crash. Security officer at Darrell Jordan, Franklin Griffith, recalls his first meeting and last conversation with his late school colleague, who he describes as a genuine and friendly person.
I met Mrs. Blackman when she came to this school for her interview for the job, and I wish her good luck, and she did got the job. Mrs. Blackman came to this school and brought a different freshness. She was a very genuine person. She was a very friendly person, and she cared about everyone. You know, she even take up the mantle to help children less fortunate to get some lunch sometimes, and I think it was truly her calling. Mrs. Blackman will be missed, not only by me, but by most of the staff and students at Darrell Jordan Secondary School. She was my friend, and I'll miss her also. The last thing she said to me is that she would see me tomorrow. Then I heard of her passing. It's really sad.
Security officer at Darrell Jordan Secondary, Franklin Griffith. Medical experts in Barbados are deeply concerned about the increase in cardiovascular disease among relatively young people. President of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams, tells Starcom Network News the current data show new cases increasing gradually on an annual basis.
The entire medical community is, of course, extremely concerned about the rates of heart disease in Barbados, which the Barbados National Registry for Chronic Non-Communicable Diseases has recorded faithfully as gradually increasing year upon year, particularly in younger populations. And this reflects the high amount of diabetes and hypertension, and even persons who are not aware that they have diabetes and hypertension because they have not had health checks in a long time. But also, those who have been diagnosed are often not well controlled, and this is a very grave concern of ours.
Dr. Williams urges Barbadians to undergo regular health checks and to change their diets. Beachgoers are being urged to exercise caution as the Barbados Met Service issues a high surf warning for the West Coast. Negotiators from Israel and Hamas are making a final push to seal a Gaza ceasefire in Doha, with all sides suggesting an agreement is almost done. And Yoon Suk-yeol has become South Korea's first sitting president to be arrested after investigators scaled barricades and cut through barbed wire to take him into custody. Our top stories. A shot fired as a police officer tries to apprehend a suspect at Suttle Street in the city. Apparently no one was hit. The National Council on Substance Abuse alarmed about rising drug use among children as young as 7 years old who were getting it from family members, including parents. The Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners concerned about the increase in heart disease among relatively young people. Staff at Darrell Jordan Secondary School in St. Lucie getting grief counseling today over the death of a 43-year-old teacher whose car crashed reportedly after she suffered a medical episode. Negotiators from Israel and Hamas make a final push to seal a Gaza ceasefire deal. South Korea's president is arrested, the first sitting president to be taken into custody in that country. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good day.
Good morning.